my lovely people. What's up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. I don't know what time it is where you are and what you're doing, but I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Kel's Unfiltered. Definitely got to start out the show by giving a shout out to my girl Nizza, who makes my beats. This is a new beat this week. If you haven't went to her SoundCloud, as I told you before, it's new to you. But if you did, then it's not new to you and you're already up on this. One of my favorite beats. It's by her. Hope you liked it. I will definitely give you more of a sound bite of it at the end of the show. So make sure you stay tuned to the end so you can hear the whole beat. So this week, I wanted to talk about mental health. I said that on my last episode, this week was going to be about mental health, and I am so serious. I want to talk about the stigma of mental health. I want to talk about what the stigma affects, some of the mental health illnesses, and, you know, a little bit of my background and why, you know, mental health is important to me and why I want to shed light on it, basically. So let's just jump right into things this week. So the stigma on mental health is discrimination. You know, you may not like wanna, I'm like distracted by something. Okay, so discrimination, judging, trying to avoid someone because of their mental illness. Like, me and you are cool, and, you know, you find out, like, I'm schizophrenic or something. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you don't want to be around me because you assume that, since I have schizophrenia or something, I'm unstable, I'm violent, I'm dangerous, you know, all because I'm schizophrenic. And that's, like, that's not cool. You don't just stop chilling with someone because they're schizophrenic or bipolar or, you know, they have depression or eating disorder, PTSD. I mean, there's a list of things in the mental illness bracket. And, you know, you shouldn't discriminate. You shouldn't judge nobody and you shouldn't avoid them because they have mental illness. Like, that's, it's so ignorant to just know that there are people out here that, you know, they put a stigma to something and they just avoid it altogether. And it's, you know, it sucks because of your stigma, because it sucks because of the simple fact that your stigma has effects. It makes people reluctant to go seek help. Like, they don't want to go get help because they think that they're going to be looked at differently or frowned upon because they have, you know, this mental illness and they don't get the help they need. And they don't, in turn of not getting the help they need, more things pile on and they become more mentally ill. So then it's just like, what the hell? You know what I'm saying? On top of the effect of reluctant of help, they also don't feel like their family and friends understand them. Like, they have no understanding from their family, friends, coworkers, or other people. Another effect because of your stigma is, you know, fewer opportunities for work. You know, people don't want to go to school, they don't want to do social activities, or, you know, they have, you know, fewer opportunities because they feel like you're gonna put them in a certain bracket. They don't want to, you know, be put in a bracket. You know, the stigma is bad that even health insurance doesn't like to cover certain things when it comes to mental illness. So it's like some people can't even get help even with the stigma because, like, let's make pretend they don't care about the stigma for a second. Like, let's make pretend there's someone who gets discriminated, judged, and people don't want to be their friend because they have a certain mental illness. And they don't care that you discriminate them, that you judge them, and that you don't want to be around them because of them. They don't care. but their health insurance won't cover it. So it's just like, I want the help, but I kind of can't get it because my health insurance won't cover my mental health. So what am I to do? It's just like this stigma on mental health illness, like this is a real thing. You know, people suffer from this every day. You know what I'm saying? To name a few mental health, there's depression, there's bipolar disorder, borderline personality, eating disorder, PTSD, which is post-traumatic stress disorder. There's panic disorder. There's OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder. There's multiple personality disorder, and there's a few like of those. DID is one of them, you know. And that's just naming a few mental health. There are so many more. Like, so many more. There's things on the list that you probably have and you won't even know that it's a mental health illness. So, the next time you're thinking about, like, judging someone or discriminating them because they have a mental health illness, think twice, bro. I mean, don't be ignorant here. Let's not do this because you don't know what that person is going through. You don't know the hell it is to wake up in the morning and feel some type of way, but still push and go through. You don't know that demon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know what it is to have a stigma on it and to be the person on the other side of the stigma. My mom used to have mental health illness. You know what I'm saying? She used to suffer from depression and quite a few other things, which I don't need to get into because my mother has passed, and out of respect, we'll just, you know, not talk about the other things. We'll just, you know, shine light on a couple things. And I know in my heart, I'm not doing it to be malicious or mean. It's just to open people's minds to understand that even the person that you talk to every day, you may not truly understand them and know them. So, if you're listening and you knew my mom and you feel some type of way about me talking about my mom or something, please chill, bro. I like this moment to tell you to take your chill pill now. It's my mom, and I'm not shedding light on her in a negative way. I just want to use her story and what I took from her story, and which is now my story, and how I overcame my battle. So, my mom, she had depression and quite a few other things, like I said before. And my mom, when I say I was part of the stigma, I used to judge my mom and discriminate against her and try to avoid her altogether because, one, I avoided her once I got to a certain age because I was angry with her. So I avoided her just altogether. I didn't avoid her because I think she was, you know, violent or she was going to hurt me or something like that. No. I avoided her because I just did not like her as an individual because I was judging her and I didn't understand her mental illness. I didn't take the time to educate myself. So, as her child, okay, I saw the things she did and it made me angry because for those of you who don't know my story, my mom tried to kill herself multiple times and I was a witness to some of those times that she tried to commit suicide, and my mom was literally a minute away from death. Like, if you would have just waited an extra minute, and you wouldn't have got her to the hospital in time. And this was on more than one occasion. So, all my life, you know, this started at the age of 7, 8. So, when I got a teenager, I'm thinking, whenever trouble comes my way, this is the way to, you know, handle the situation. You know, whether it be self-mutilation or, you know, taking a bottle of pills or something. Because in my head, I remember being a child, and I know when times got tough, I looked around, that's what my mom did. So I thought that was okay. But when I got to a certain age before I started self-mutilating, and for those of you who don't know, self-mutilating is like hurting yourself. I used to be I'm a cutter. I will always be a cutter, you know, till the day I die. It's just, I haven't relapsed in a while. I haven't relapsed since October 31st, 2009. So, but I will always have that, you know, label. And I don't mind carrying it. I'm a cutter. I just haven't cut in a very long time. Just like an alcoholic will always be an alcoholic. They just haven't relapsed. You know, you're an alcoholic whether you drank 10 minutes ago or you haven't drank in 10 years. You're still an alcoholic, just like you're always going to be a cutter. It's just how you carry yourself about the situation. So, before I got, you know, before I was on the other end of the stigma where, you know, it affected me and I was being discriminated and judged and, you know, bullied and people avoiding me, before I was on that part, I used to be that person to discriminate. So I didn't understand. So I hated her. I was angry with my mom. And it's just like, you suck. Why are you doing this? Knowing, you know, you have me, you have my brother, whatever. I'm just like, ugh, screw it. You know? And then all of a sudden, and now I'm hurt. Because now I'm depressed. I'm angry. I'm, you know, feeling some type of way. And people, like, don't know what's going on with me because I keep this to myself. I don't want to get the help because now I gotta admit, like, yeah, I didn't like you for so long, but now it's like I'm you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, oh, I don't want to get the help. I didn't, you know, it took me forever to come to terms with, you know, my mental health illnesses. And, like I said, I know what it's like to be on both sides, but being on the side that I'm on now, it sucks more than being the person that's thinking they're better than me. People think that it's the norm to, you know, wake up and be jolly and be happy, and maybe it is, but you don't know if the norm is to wake up and be miserable. You don't know what the norm is. I don't feel like there is a norm. Because there isn't, okay? There is no norm. Nobody is better than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? All man is created equal. All woman is created equal. So, if you battle with depression or self-mutilation or bipolar disorder or borderline personality or any mental health illness, you know, don't be reluctant to get the help you need. Because that's just making things worse. You know what I'm saying? I know what it's like to wake up in the morning and just look at the ceiling. Like, literally, like, open your eyes, look at the ceiling, or if you sleep sideways, whatever's on the side of your bed, look out a window. I don't know what you look at. When I open my eyes, I either A, look at my entertainment thing because I'm laying on the side, or B, look at the ceiling. I know what it's like to look at either, whatever. Just open my eyes and be like, I'm still here. Seriously? What the hell? It sucks. It's a demon you battle with every freaking day. It's the worst thing to just wake up and feel worthless and feel unhappy or ashamed or sad or alone. Most of the time you just feel alone because it's like nobody understands you. But if you're listening to this and you do feel some type of way or you have a mental health illness, you're not alone. There are so many people out here that just isolate themselves or, you know, let the stigma, you know, create self-doubt and shame and make them feel some type of way, and they don't get the help they need. And it's just like, there's this thing I read. It was like, if you don't know someone with mental health illness, then, oh my God, I wish I remembered the quote. It was like a quote. Oh my God. It was really if you do not know someone who is suffering from depression, then you likely do not know that someone close to you is suffering in silence. Because that's what happens, people. When you're feeling depressed or you have, you know, a manic episode because you're bipolar or you're in a very low state, like, and you don't have the support you need or the understanding you need, you're going to suffer in silence. You know what I'm saying? And you're like, oh, I don't know nobody with depression, or I don't know nobody with this, or I don't know nobody with that. And it's just like, hello, yeah, you know me, but I'm not going to tell you, you know me, because you're going to look at me, you know, differently. And these people don't want to be judged or discriminated against because they have a mental health illness. You know what I'm saying? People see the word mental health and they're like, oh, no. No, that, let's not look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? When you look at cancer, you're not like, oh, no. No, you don't. Mm-mm. You know, this is nothing to be ashamed of. If you have depression, go get the help you need. So that when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel like, blah. You know what I'm saying? This is something that I have battled myself. This is not just me having a conversation or having this topic on my show and just, you know, reading off a piece of paper or something or going out and, you know, this is my story. I know what it's like to live with a mental illness. I know what it's like to wake up and fight this demon every day. It is not easy, okay? There are days that I just want to freaking snap. Like I said, I have not cut myself since 2009. We are, like, in 2015, okay? Like, that's a big time gap. For people who don't understand cutting, and you'll be like, well, you know, that, you know, okay. But for people who do know what cutting is, you know that somebody who hasn't come from 2009, 2015, that's a very big time gap. It's a very big time gap. And that means that person is working super hard. And I'm not going to lie to you. There are days that I just want to go ham. Okay? I want to go ham. But I don't. Because I promised myself this. I promised myself I'm not going to do this. I promised myself I'm not going to follow in my mother's footsteps. My mother's mental health illness, although it was, you know, genetically passed down to me, I still am grateful for what I went through with my mother, because it made me the person I am today. And who I am today, I'm pretty happy with this person. Now, 16, let's go back. 16-year-old me versus 26-year-old me, okay? 16-year-old me, I used to cut like almost every day. I used to want to die every day. I thought my life was so bad. I looked for any negative, like I was smoking, drinking, cutting, not sleeping, not eating, like, it was bad, 16-year-old me. Now, if 26-year-old me would have went to 16-year-old me and be like, look, it's not that bad right now, okay? I would have looked at me like, first of all, who the hell are you? And secondly, don't come at me like that. You don't know me. But now I look back and like 16-year-old me was just rebelling from what 6-year-old me was going through. 7-year-old me was going through. 8-year-old me was going through. 9-year-old me was going through. Like, I was rebelling because I had to grow up quick and I was angry. So I took 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 8, you know, and so I would say 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, even, yeah, 18, and some of 19. Okay. I took those 7 years and I was like, I'm going to make up for all the time lost. You know what I'm saying? When I was 8 and I was supposed to be playing with Barbies and I'm over here watching you so you don't kill yourself, mom. Like, I'm F you. I'm going to go do me. You know what I'm saying? So I took those years and I partied them and smoked and drank and I did all types of crap. Cut myself. Took pills and tried to kill myself. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I was diagnosed with depression at the age of 13. No, I'm lying. At the age of 14, I was diagnosed with depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, panic disorder. Yeah, those three. And then when I was like 15, I was diagnosed with bipolar. A lot of people don't know that about me. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of my my very own family doesn't even know that, because they're religious and they don't like believe in this. So, you know, we really don't have this conversation. This is not a conversation me and my family have, and it doesn't affect me because of the simple fact that me, who I am now today, I don't care what nobody thinks about me. So this mental health illness, it doesn't bother me if people discriminate against me, judge me, avoid me because they think I'm crazy. Like, a lot of my people be like, "Hell, you're crazy." I'm like, "Yeah, you just don't know how crazy I am." So this is not something that I care. Like, it doesn't, the stigma on mental health illness, it doesn't affect someone like me, because I still go get the help I need. Now, it affects me in a sense like this. My own self. Like, I didn't get help for so long. I just started therapy back in November. And I'm happy I started therapy. You know, I've been trying to get help with the death of my mother. It brought me to a very depressed state. I was in a very dark place for so long. Even though I had my kids and stuff, I just, like, was so broken. Like, you know, it's my mom, and she's gone, and she's never gonna be here. So, like, I finally got the help I needed. Now, what made me reluctant to seek the help, okay, it's not that anybody discriminating against me or judge me or whatever, or avoid, you know, people avoiding me or whatever. It's just coming to terms that my mom is gone and she's never coming back. It's taking the reality of that and having to cope with it. And that's what took me so long to go get the help I needed. All the other stuff doesn't matter to me. But there are people out here, that stuff does matter to them, on top of the demons that they're already battling every day. Think about this for a second, okay? Me, a person. Let's take me, for example, okay? Because I can't talk about the world. I can only talk about me. Me, okay? Let's me pretend people discriminating against me, judging me, and not understanding me, and avoiding me because they think I'm gonna hurt them, or they think I'm crazy, or whatever. Like, I don't have friends, whatever. Okay? And they affect me getting the help I need. Now, these things are bothering me, because now you're judging me, you're discriminating against me. You don't want to be my friend because you think I'm gonna hurt you, because you think I'm crazy. You think I'm unstable. Okay? And then I still have the issues that are causing, you know, me to be depressed, my bipolar, all that. I still have those issues to attack. So if I let those things bother me, I'm never going to get on with it. I'm going to be stuck forever. So I learned, F what people think about me. If you want to discriminate against me because I'm bipolar, you want to call me crazy or unstable or a lunatic or whatever, you want to put a label on me, that's fine. That's your label. That's what you think of me. That's not what I think of myself. Some people think mental illness, they think mental illness and they think weakness. I think strength. Okay, I think positive. And it took me a while to get to this place. I'm not going to tell you I just woke up one morning and I was happy. No. Okay, I still struggle with this. Just yesterday, I was just like, I looked at the date on the calendar, and I'm just like, oh, God. You know what I'm saying? My mom's birthday is coming. The death of her anniversary is coming.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much. And it's just, like, back to back. And my dad's anniversary of his dad is coming. It's just, like, it's a lot to deal with. And it's just, like, if I let what other people think about me or feel about me, you know, shed light or have effect on me to the point where I don't get the help I need, then I'm never going to grow as a person. So, people out here with this mental health, you know, stigma, you guys need to, like, all the way, like, drop the stigma. You need to educate yourself. There are people killing themselves out here. And that wouldn't happen if there wasn't this stigma. I mean, it probably, I'm not saying it would never happen, okay? I don't want you to mistake what I'm saying. I'm not saying it would never happen. I think it would happen a lot less, though. You know, if the stigma wasn't here, I know if a person's going to kill themselves, they're going to kill themselves regardless. If they have it set in their brain, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. I'm not arguing that with you. I actually had a discussion question in one of my college classes, and it's if should a social work, I can't talk right now. Should a social worker be held responsible for someone committing suicide? That's not the exact question, but it was something along those lines. And if it was yes, why? If it was no, why not? You know? And my answer is this, okay? If you're a social worker and your client comes to you and tells you, I'm having suicidal ideations, you know, I'm going to kill myself on this day, or I'm feeling some type of way, you know, anything with suicide or having thoughts of suicide or hurting someone else or whatever, hurting themselves or someone else, whatever, you have to take the proper precautions, okay, and get your client the help they need, whether it be putting them in a mental, you know, institution, which is, you know, a psychiatric ward, or getting them to their therapist ASAP, or if you're the therapist, or, I mean, if you're the social worker, just go to drop everything, go to their house, no matter what time it is, you do that. You know what I'm saying? If you took all your necessary precautions and your client still commits suicide, then it is not your fault. Okay? It is not. At all. You should not be held responsible because you did your, you know, you did your job. Now, for the social worker out here that knows their client is having suicidal thoughts, thinking of a plan, and you do not do anything, I don't think you should be held fully responsible, because, I mean, you could have did that and they still killed themselves, but I think you should be held responsible to a degree, because who's to say that one day you got the help they need, they wouldn't have done that. You know what I'm saying? I know someone could look at me and be like, who's to say I would have got their help and they still would have killed themselves? You, for your conscience and for your morals, and, you know, from a moral standpoint, I mean, what kind of person will know someone's having suicidal ideation and do nothing about that? Like, that's kind of weird. You know what I'm saying? There are some people that you know your client, okay? Like, I have a friend, and she'll call me, and she'll tell me something like, she suffers from borderline personality. So she'll call me, and she'll be like, gals, this is it, I'm so tired of this, I'm gonna kill myself, da da da. And I'll be like, alright, well, go get the Christmas lights, and make sure you plug them in, and get the ones that, you know, have the songs, and make sure you hang yourself, and, you know, put a bow, a pink bow, so I can know when I walk in and I find you, you know, it's cool. And she'll start laughing, we're cool, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? And someone like her, I could do that, but I have this other friend. She's young, and she'll call me. And she, you know, or she'll text me, and I'll know she's serious, because she'll text me, and like, Kels, please call me, and I'll be like, what the hell is going on? And I'll call her, and she'll be crying, and I'll be like, she's not the chick, I'll be like, go get the Christmas lights, because she'll probably do it. So it's just like, I'll talk to her, and I'll let her know she's not alone. She's young. She's only 20. She's going to be 21 this year, so
Yeah, and I'll let her know she's not alone, you know, and she'll tell me, like, her family frowns upon her and talks crap about her because, you know, she has these thoughts of killing herself and stuff like that, and they'll call her a coward and selfish and, you know, stupid and, you know, things like that, and it's just like, and that's because these people are uneducated, you know what I'm saying? You can't say someone's stupid because they feel something in them. You know what I'm saying? That's how they feel. And if you don't know what it's like to have depression, then who the hell are you to say what she's feeling is stupid or what anybody's feeling is stupid? It's not stupid. That's their feelings. This person wants to kill themselves. They feel depressed and your response is that stupid? Think about that for a second. No. Like, you're wrong at the moment, okay? And if this person killed themselves, I don't care if they were killing themselves because of something retarded. Now you're stupid. Because who are you to call someone stupid? Because they feel some type of way inside. And that is what angers me. When uneducated people, okay, on this particular topic, don't take the time to educate themselves, okay? Yeah, it's a bit cowardly, okay? Maybe you should have lived maybe you should have lived to have, and maybe you would have seen a better day, and maybe you should have fought the good fight or whatever. Maybe you should have, okay? I'm not saying, you know, it is cowardly to a degree to kill yourself, but for people who can't take it anymore and they wake up every morning and they just want to kill themselves or they feel some type of way or feel depressed, whatever, that is a battle that they struggle with every day. And for you or anybody for that matter to just call them stupid or coward, you don't know what they're going through, then I would have to say no, sir, ma'am. Whatever. Take a chill pill. Okay? And think about this for a second. Go educate yourself on this situation. Because this is real. This is not fake. This is... Mental illness is like cancer. Mental illness is like diabetes, high blood pressure, whatever. This is all... They all tie. It's an illness. And people don't take this illness seriously. We have people killing themselves out here, bro. Killing themselves, dying. It's so sad. And they're so young. And, you know, when I hear someone call me and tell me they don't want to get the help they need because their family is thinking they're stupid or coward or selfish or whatever, it's like, yo, educate yourself. So you could help your family member. You know what I'm saying? Instead of judging them and discriminating them and making them feel like their illness is stupid or is nothing, you know, how about you help them? How about you go online and find where they can go to get the help they need so that next time they call you feeling some type of way, you could be like, oh, did you call your therapist? Or, you know, did you go to your appointment? Or did you take your medication? Because some people take medication or whatever. Like, instead of, oh, you're stupid and brushing it off. Like, it's wrong. This is just pretty much like a topic that a lot of people don't educate themselves on. And I feel like you should educate yourself on it. I mean, for religious purposes, some people don't, you know, believe in mental illness and stuff like that. And that's your, you know, that's your prerogative. But I'd rather have someone, I guess, put a label on the situation in the sense that, like, you know, you have your beliefs. You believe this and you believe that, and that's fine. But you're not calling me stupid, or you're not saying this about me or that. You're not discriminating me or judging me to a degree in the sense, like, I'm stupid or selfish or whatever. That's because, you know, you're educated on the sense of mental illness, but you don't believe in it. So there's a difference between the two, and I'd rather you you know, feel some type of way against me because of your religious background, other than the fact that you're uneducated and you're, you know, judging me on the fact that you're just uneducated on the situation. So, that's pretty much it. Like, I just want to shed light on this. I want people to understand that this is a real thing going on around the world. So many people out here are suffering from all these mental illnesses, and they don't even know it because they're not getting the help they need. So there are undiagnosed people out here. I mean, there are diagnosed people who are not getting the help they need, but there's also undiagnosed people who are out here not getting the help they need because there's a stigma on mental illness, and we need to break the stigma. You know, we need to come together as people and understand, or at least, if you don't understand, empathize with someone, you know? Some people don't know how to empathize. Try to empathize. Try to put yourself in someone's shoes. Try to understand for a second. Take this moment, close your eyes, and picture yourself a person. Inside, you're miserable. You feel like you're nothing, and you want to go out and try and get some type of, like, help, because you feel sad inside, you feel alone, you feel depressed, you have all these emotions going on inside, and you want to get help. But there's people out here that's going to make you feel some type of way if you do get help. Or maybe it goes even deeper than that. Think about waking up every morning like this. Think about looking around you and people are like, oh my God, it's so beautiful outside. Oh my God, this weather is great. And you're just like so miserable and angry that you can't even enjoy the weather. You can't enjoy the simple things. Just close your eyes and imagine that. It just, you feel negative. Like, you're like, Kels, I don't want to imagine that. If you're a person that's listening and can't feel these things and doesn't know what it's like to feel these things, I don't want to imagine that. Imagine being the person who has to live like that. And, you know, it sucks, okay? It really sucks. So if you don't know what it's like to wake up and feel these things, don't judge them. Get educated and get your friend the help they need. I have so many friends that I believe they're depressed, but they just don't know it, or they do know it and they just don't want to admit it. And there's nothing wrong with it. Okay? There's nothing wrong with it. The first step is admitting it. I admit. And I wear my things proudly. And I know that I have my own coping mechanisms that help me get through the day, okay? Whether it's listening to music, whether it's doing this podcast, whether it's writing a poem, whether it's talking to someone, going to therapy, taking my happy pill. I have a pill. I don't take a pill every day for my depression or bipolar. I take a pill as needed for my panic disorder because I get anxiety attacks. So I do take a pill for that as needed, though. And anybody who knows me knows that's a big step for me, because before you say pill and I'll be like, nah, you good. Like, I'll be like, pill what? Pill who? Who? Your mom? Like, no. Like, seriously, this is something that I struggled with. So I'm coming to terms that it's okay to get a little help. Like, you know, mental health is a chemical imbalance in the brain, okay? And that's what it is, a chemical imbalance in your brain, and you can get help for it. For those of you who wake up in the morning and feel alone and feel like nobody understands you and feels unhappy, sad, miserable, like you don't want to live, like it's over, I want you to know and understand that you are not alone. there is someone out here who understands you. There is help out here for you. And even though there are the people who are uneducated and they do judge and they do discriminate, those are the least of your problems. Go get the help you need for the problems, for what's inside the deeper problems. Because at the end of those, at the end of the day, the people judging you, the people discriminating against you, the people talking about you, whatever, those people, either A, they're just as miserable, or B, they're uneducated. And you can't help them. You can't even help yourself. Okay? So, this is me. This is my story. I hope that I touched somebody. I hope, you know, I hope when you listen, you understand that you're not alone. I know the struggle. I know the fight. I know the good fight. I fight it every day. It's hard. It is hard as hell. I actually just told somebody recently, she's one of my listeners, I told her, I want to tell you something, and she's like, oh God, like, what is it? I'm like, I want to say thank you, and she's like, what? I was like, I want to thank you for being a good person, because being a good person is hard, and she just starts laughing, and I'm like, I'm dead serious right now, bro, like, I've been trying to be on a good person streak for the past couple weeks, and it ain't easy, okay? It's hard to be good. It's hard to wake up and be happy-go-lucky and, hello, my neighbor. It's hard. It's easy to stay in your funk. It's easy to be mad at the world. It's easy to be a bitch. It's easy to be an asshole. It is easy. Those things are easy. I know this because it's easy for me. Okay? For people with mental health, these things are easy. But I dare you to be different. I dare you to be a good person. The person that you are inside, because this is who you are. You are a good person inside, but this depression has you so negative and so ugh. I like to call it blah. That's what I like to call it when I feel like it's like an indescribable feeling. Like when I'm feeling depressed, mad, angry, all my things at the same time. Like when I'm having an episode, I like to be like, I feel blah, and instead of, it's easy to feel blah. But it's harder to say, F this, I ain't gonna feel blah today. I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna still do what I gotta do. Even if I feel like this. Because guess what? Eventually, you're gonna start seeing the progress. And you're gonna be like, wait, I felt blah yesterday. And I got up and did that. Like, can you imagine if I got up and did this and I feel great today? Like, think about it. Just take a second. Think about it. I'm talking to my listeners who suffer from this. Who knows what it is to have depression, bipolar disorder, borderline personality, eating disorder, panic disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder, OCD, or anything. Anything. This is for you. I dare you to just go get the help you need if you're not already getting it. I dare you to say, if you're going to discriminate against me, that's your prerogative. If you're going to judge me, that's on you. Because I know within myself that there's only one person that can judge me. Okay? And it ain't Judgment Day today, because I'm not dead. I'm alive. Because Judgment Day is the day you die, and that's when God is there to judge you. And that's the only person that can judge you is God. So, I dare you to tell them to shove it and go get the help you need and forget when anybody thinks about you. Because at the end of the day, what matters is what you think about you. Write a list of goals down, what you want to do, what's going to make you feel better. And if you don't know, first things first, if you don't know what it is that you're looking for or what it is that's going to make you feel better, I'm going to tell you where to start. Therapy. Because in there, you'll figure it out. Trust me when I tell you. Because I just started therapy in November and I feel much more positive. If you don't believe in therapy, this sounds kind of corny, go to church. Because if anything has taught me the past couple weeks I've been going to church, it taught me that one person that understands us is the person that created us, and that's God. And if he brought you to it, he'll bring you through it. So, for my people out here, please get the help you need. And for those out here who are on the other end, who are discriminating and judging, please go get educated. This is pretty much the end of my episode. I want to thank all my listeners for listening and sticking with me. And I promise next week we're going to be like on some happy-go-lucky thing. I just wanted to shed light on mental health illness because this is a very important topic to me. So, thank you for listening and have a great week. Love you. Toodles. Bye.